Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back into the third hour of the program here on Friday morning, and a very special weekend here, a bittersweet weekend, because it is going to be the final match of longtime pro wrestler, local hero, and all-around great guy, Teddy Goods, who is joining us on the line right now. Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'm imagining you must be a bunch of different emotions happening all at once on the eve of Sunday and this being your final time in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm actually wrestling today and tomorrow, so I got to get through that get to Sunday. But yeah, there's a lot of emotions going through my mind for sure. But, you know, like I told a few other people, I think this is going to be the greatest assembly of friends and family and talent. It's going to be a big homecoming reunion show in New Bedford, and I just couldn't think any better way to go out than with all my friends of past and present with me, you know?
Now, of course, we're talking to you in gimmick as Teddy Goods, but I think most people probably know you as well as Westport native Ted Bolduc and as New Bedford business owner, co-owner of Kojo's Toy World, and you're who does a lot for the community, and that's really what this wrestling journey has been about for you. It's been about getting out there and being able to live your boyhood dream, but also to use that as a way to give back over the years.
Absolutely. It's all about the kids, man. I say, you know, especially in the world of pro wrestling, I went to my first match when I was 8 years old. And, you know, the innocence and the excitement that you have at that age is just unparalleled. And I think that, you know, being able to do that at this level for all these years is just honestly has been a dream come true. You know, some kids tell me I'm their hero. That's crazy. Complete strangers, you know,
but you've been able to make a name for yourself with, and we'll talk about, you know, you've been on TV, you've been part of WrestleMania, but you've also, you've also gained this following by being out there and working hard and being at these shows and interacting with the fans and making the, and you're the kind of guy that when you come out, I mean, I saw you back in your heel days, the ladies man, all those days, but you have a way of when you come out, you draw the attention of everybody and they know automatically, I like this guy. And that's a likability that, you know, just emblazons itself in people the first time that they see you.
Yeah, I've been really lucky, you know, that people have taken a liking to me, and I just, you know, I believe in you get what you give. So if you treat people nicely, they'll treat you nicely, and just, you know, I do my thing, and I just try to always elicit some type of reaction from the audience, and 99% of the time it works one way or another, and that's all you can do, because, you know, I always said, wrestling's about moments and memories. You know, it's not really about the moves anymore. It's more about, you know, where were you when this moment happened? Or do you remember the time these guys showed up unannounced and it was a surprise? And, you know, just little things like that you'll remember forever. You know, I don't remember what I had for breakfast, but, you know, I remember the very first time I went to a wrestling match and what it was like and the atmosphere and just everything, you know?
one of my favorite parts of the legend of Teddy Goods is the fact that you were doing this for a long time before your parents even had any idea that you were a pro wrestler.
Yeah, that's true. My very first match, ironically, was in New Bedford, and it was at the Fisherman's Club. And my mom caught wind of it the night of the match, and she sent my dad down there to, quote-unquote, come get me or, you know, rescue me or get me to leave. I don't know what the intention was, but my dad got there, and he actually stood, and he watched. And, you know, I knew he enjoyed it, and he was proud of me, but also, you know, he was on Team Mom, so he wasn't going to sell that and let her know that, you know, it was okay. And basically, my mom told me, you know, if you want to wrestle, you know, you're going to have to move out. And, you know, she didn't make me move out there and then, but I still wanted to wrestle. So I hid it from her. And even after I moved out, my parents didn't know I was wrestling until about probably 10 years after I did it.
And, and they did become fans of yours, though. They did become fans of Teddy Goods.
Yeah. You know, my mom gets nervous seeing me in the ring, but yeah, they are super proud of me now. My mom brags to her friends about me, and she's probably listening with her friends right now while I'm on the radio with you. You know, anytime I do something like this, or I'm in a local newspaper, that's bigger to my parents than me being at WrestleMania or anything like that.
Well, and speaking of which, so you were at this year's WrestleMania. You were part of Drew McIntyre's entrance. You've been part of other backstage segments with WWE over the years. You've also had the opportunity to wrestle in the ring with AEW, and you wrestled the current World Heavyweight Champion, then the Intercontinental Champion, Gunther, on SmackDown. I mean, you've had a lot of opportunities for people to see you, and those are opportunities that you got just by being one of the good guys that these organizations can count on when they need someone.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky enough. I worked for the WWE doing, like you said, a lot of those behind-the-scenes skits and stuff like that for 15 years. That's a long time, man, you know? And I get to, you know, you're back there with all the guys, and you have relationships. You have become friendly with people, not to mention a lot of the guys over the years who have gone on from wrestling around New Bedford, Fall River area to go to WWE and AEW. You know, it's awesome to see these guys succeed and do their thing on such a big level. And like I said earlier, a lot of them are going to be coming to New Bedford this Sunday, kind of a homecoming reunion, you know?
It's such an amazing card, and it's a tribute to, you know, how you're always there for everybody else. So when you have your final match, everybody is showing up for you. This is like WrestleMania-level talent that's all going to be happening at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech.
Yeah, I haven't announced any of the matches purposely, and my main reasoning behind that, people think I'm crazy, but, you know, we live in such a world of instant gratification and, you know, digital, you know, gratification and, you know, spoilers and everything else. Nobody gets surprised anymore, you know? So I just thought, I'm going to put on this show with 7 or 8 main event quality matches with all my friends who wrestle on TV and just surprise everyone. There's going to be a lot of first time matches. There's going to be some unexpected matchups. There's going to be some surprises I haven't even announced yet. You know, I just want everyone, because I guess what I want is everyone to have, quote unquote, a good time one more time.
Absolutely. And that was always what you said. You said, you know, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. And the reason why you're hanging it up, I think, is, well, part of the reason is one of the best reasons in the world. You know, you're going to become a dad.
Yeah. You know, I've given so much of my life to wrestling. I've been involved for 30 years at this point. I don't know if you know, but I actually started out on AM radio when I was 12 years old, doing some wrestling related stuff. But, you know, that's when the curtain kind of got peeled back and I got involved. But, you know, I've missed so many special occasions, and I've left holidays early or didn't eat like everybody else did because I was on a diet or had some crazy match that night or something. And, you know, everyone's always supported me, my family, especially my wife, Liz, and my friends. And, you know, I've been able to do so much. I've lived my dream 10 times over. So now it's time for me to focus on my family and my friends and just make myself available to them, you know?
And just because you're going to be done in the ring, you're not going to be done with wrestling. You're still going to be involved.
Yeah, I still promote, as people know, I run a company called Live Pro Wrestling. You know, we're on social media, liveprowrestlingevents.com. And I do a lot of stuff with schools. You know, the show this Sunday is going to be at New Bedford Voc. We're going to be donating some of the proceeds from the tickets to those guys. We're going to be doing a huge fundraiser again together this spring. Westport High School is doing something in December. Bristol Plymouth just got off the phone with me this morning. We're going to be doing something March 15th. So there's a lot of fun stuff coming up, and, you know, it's a great way to raise funds. It definitely beats selling chocolate bars or going door to door selling candles. You know, it's a fun, family friendly event. You know, I don't allow any swearing on my shows. My shows are very PG because I believe that not only are the shows for the kids, but from a business standpoint, yeah, you can be hip and cool and swear and bleed and, you know, a bunch of guys in black t-shirts will show up at age 20 to 40 years old, or you can make the show family friendly. And now those people are bringing their children with them, their cousins, their wives. And, you know, not only does it make for a better crowd, but a better crowd makes for a better experience, and a bigger crowd means more funds raised for the, you know, the group that's holding the event. So I'll definitely be around. People will see me. I'm not going to be getting in the ring and getting dropped on my head anymore and making my family worry about me every weekend, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and you know, this being a family friendly event, and the idea is for families to come out and have a good time. It's very affordable as well. Tickets start at $15. You're talking about, you know, what it costs to take the family out to the movies, but instead you get to go and have a full afternoon / evening of great entertainment happening right there in front of you, and making those connections with local folks who are doing this for the love of doing it and for the love of the kids.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. There's going to be, oh, geez, I probably have over 30 wrestlers appearing this Sunday easily in New Bedford. And like I said, a great majority of them currently work on TV for the major wrestling companies. Some of it I'm not allowed to disclose due to legalities. You just got to kind of come and show up and see who's there. But I'm really excited. And this event is just, like I said, it's going to be a homecoming reunion and just kind of me giving back to the area. For years, people have always said, you know, what would it be like if we could get A, B, and C to come back to town one night? Well, now it's going to happen because, you know, we've got guys like Dirty Dango, you know, Fandango. We've got The Godfather. We've got Mike Bennett and Matt Taven, Eddie Edwards, Anthony Green, Mark Sterling. I mean, these people wrestle all over the world, you know, every week on television, and they're coming to New Bedford. Like you said, I don't want to say they're coming to honor me, but they're coming to honor local wrestling and just have a good time and, you know, get the band back together one more time, I guess you could say, you know?
You know, and we played your entrance music here leading into this discussion, and you use Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True, and I think that song is, you know, very apropos for your wrestling journey, because it seems like the dream has come true for you. What went into the idea of selecting that song?
I think one day I just was on a random wrestling show, and Biff Busick and I had teamed up, and I forget if we picked that song or the DJ picked that song, and at the time, we just thought it had a good beat. People were clapping to it, getting into it. But, you know, like you said, if you really read into the lyrics, you know, you do make my dreams come true. And that's true. All the people who have been involved over the years, they've made my dreams come true. My goal was to just slap a wrestler 5 one day, or maybe get to touch a wrestling ring. And here I am wrestling on SmackDown in front of millions of people. It's like, you know, I just wanted to have one match at the local VFW, you know. So I've gone and exceeded all those expectations. It's kind of hard to... Yeah, it's very, I don't want to say it's going to be easy to walk away, but I just feel like there was nothing left for me to prove at this point. I exceeded everything I've ever wanted to do with as far as wrestling goes.
So everybody can get tickets. They can come out and they can, you know, say goodbye to your in-ring career and also see what live pro wrestling is all about. How can people get tickets if they want to take part?
So we do have tickets on the Eventbrite, which is linked to our website, liveprowrestlingevents.com. You can go on there. You can buy it with a card, PayPal, whatever. If you're old school cash kind of person, we have $15 and $20 general admission tickets at Kojo's Toy World, downtown New Bedford, 104 William Street. People can pop by there all weekend long. And also this Sunday, we're going to have an appearance by the legendary wrestling villain himself, Papa Shango, who will be in full character and makeup and the whole nine. He'll be appearing at Kojo's on Sunday at 12 o'clock before the event. Doors for the event open at New Bedford Voke at 4 p.m. and the first match will kick off at 5. All the wrestlers will be available for meet and greets prior to the event from 4 to 5. And, we've already sold quite a lot of tickets. I think right now we've sold like 350 tickets, so that's a great start. But, you know, I'd love to double that, so hopefully some people will come out.
And that is the magic of pro wrestling, that you're going to be able to see Papa Shango and The Godfather in the same day in New Bedford. I mean...
That's right.
We're not gonna break kayfabe there, but that's amazing that can happen. So again, this is happening on Sunday. Everybody, get out there, support Teddy. I know you said you wanted to give away some tickets to a lucky listener, right?
Yeah, actually, I was gonna say, why don't we give away a 4-pack?
All right, we can do that. So what I'll do is when we're done with our discussion, I'll take a caller, and what I'll do is I'll give them your name, and you can let them into the show.
Sounds good, Tim. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
I just have one more question. You're going to have everybody here for you on Sunday. Everybody's going to be all excited, all jacked up for you. What do you think is going to be the emotion that you feel at the end of that match? What are you expecting to feel after that bell rings and you are done with your in-ring career?
Oof. A combination of relief, sadness, and happiness.
And that's not anything that you do that you love, if you can walk away with it feeling those emotions, I think it's a job well done.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, especially in the world of sports and especially wrestling, is not too many people walk away on their own terms. A lot of people are usually forced out, or they're kind of hanging on to something, you know, that they probably should have let go 10, 15 years ago, which there's nothing wrong with that. Different strokes for different folks. But, you know, I'd like to, you know, get out of it with my head held high and, you know, still be able to walk for my family. And, you know, I'm only being minimally inconvenienced daily.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to this show, this send off, but also all of the great live pro wrestling events to come.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. All right. That is Teddy Goods himself, Ted Bolduc. And you can see him Sunday at Great New Bedford Voc Tech. Stop by Kojo's Toy World to get those tickets. You can get them online at Eventbrite, but I would actually recommend going down to Kojo's to get them too, even if you are going to order them online, so that you get the chance to see all the great toys they have down at Kojo's. It's such a great place. I haven't been over since they moved. I got to make a trip down there. But it is everything from your childhood all in one place. And I mean, I'm going to just say it. You kind of want to buy everything when you go in there. So just be aware of that. The inner kid in you is going to come out and you're going to want everything that you either had when you were a kid and don't have anymore or never got to have when you were a kid. So that's the great part about being an adult. Nobody can tell you what you can spend your money on anymore. You want to spend it on pro wrestling tickets? You can spend it on pro wrestling tickets. And the reason why I thought it was important to have Ted on and to discuss this is because this is kind of the heartbeat of what pro wrestling is. It's not the people that you see on TV. They're the top of the game in what it is that they do for sure, but they're also, you know, that's a business. That's a television program. That's something that, as accessible as they make it to the fans, it's like way up here. The local independent wrestling that you get the chance to go to on a Friday or a Saturday night or on a Sunday afternoon, in the case of this event, those are the real kind of, that's where the magic and the memories are made, as Ted was talking about, because that's where you are part of the show. That's where you are directly influencing the performance of those wrestlers. Cheering for them, booing them. Even when you boo a heel, when you boo a bad guy, that's music to their ears. That's better. And I can tell you, in my limited time in the ring, not as a wrestler, but as a ring announcer, I love getting booed more than I love getting cheered. I loved when the guys would heckle me because I didn't dress up as a ring announcer. I didn't iron my shirt or whatever. I loved getting heckled. That was the best part, because it means you're drawing something out of people. You're making them feel something. And that's what it's all about. And there's so many great local wrestlers in this area. It is a hotbed for wrestling, and it has given us a lot of the stars that we've seen on television. The man who runs WWE, the biggest wrestling organization that has ever existed, and under his leadership is now reaching heights it has never reached before on a global scale. Paul Triple H Levesque, he started here in New Bedford. He was wrestling as terrorizing at the Sunshine Plaza and some of these other buildings that they used to run those Yankee Pro Wrestling shows in. And he was wrestling for you. It was you that came out and supported him and the others that kept him going. And now look at what he's doing. Making magic and memories that people remember all their lives. Creating careers. And putting on some of the best wrestling shows anybody's ever seen. But you will also see shows that kind of magic right here on the local level too. And now, between Hulk Hogan last week, the Outrunners today, Teddy Goods today. We'll take a little break from wrestling. I don't plan on having any wrestlers on next week or the week after, but I'll tell you this. When AEW comes back around to Providence in November, we might try to have some more of their folks on. But this isn't going to become a wrestling show if it's not your thing. But I will say this. Go Sunday. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, go Sunday. Because you have a wrestling fan in your life somewhere. Take them with you. Go there, sit, experience the magic of seeing live pro wrestling, both the company and the actual type of event. And you will say to yourself, this is so much fun. I never got it, but now I get it. All right. With that in mind, I will give away that 4-pack of tickets to the show Sunday at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in to win. I will take, let's see. What number should we pick? Caller 7. Caller 7, you will win the 4-pack of tickets, 508-996-0500. You're also going to get your Money Talks code coming up in this break as well, so I don't want to have to make you pick one or the other, but caller 7 wins those tickets, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back in. I have not done a contest where I've seen the phone lines lighting up like they have for these tickets. But congratulations to Eric. He is our winner of a 4-pack of tickets to see live pro wrestling, the final match of Teddy Goods, this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech. Tickets are still on sale via Eventbrite. You can also get them at Kojo's Toy World in downtown New Bedford. All of these folks who are on hold right now and trying to call in to win, unfortunately, you're not the winners, but that doesn't mean you still shouldn't go to the show and experience it for yourself. But wow, I cannot believe how many callers are calling in. See, it's just a testament to Ted and the job that he does. But right now, good friend of Ted's, it's time to get some of the news from the one and only, our own. We need to come up with a wrestling name for Phil Devitt. We need to, I mean, I know that you're not going to get in the ring and wrestle, but you need a gimmick.
I want it to be the amazing something. Just something that makes me sound like I'm, you know, ripped and also a humanitarian.
That's a big ask, but I'll put my wrestling thinking cap on.
All right. Well, we'll think about it. I'll think about it as I'm delivering the news.
Okay. Well, let's give him the chance to do that. Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A hearing set on Trump's assassination attempt. More details on what happened to the ill-fated Titan submersible. And we won't string you along. It's a special day for a special snack.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A House task force will hold its first hearing next week on the Trump assassination attempt. Michael Kastner with the details.
The hearing set for next Thursday will focus on the Secret Service reliance on state and local law enforcement at Trump's July rally in Pennsylvania, where the former president was grazed by a bullet. The bipartisan task force will also look at the recent incident at Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach, Florida, where a gunman was found hiding in the bushes not far from where Trump was playing golf. The task force will submit its final report by mid-December. I'm Michael Kastner.
Former President Trump says that Israel, quote, has to defeat Kamala Harris while promising to reinstate his travel ban. Trump spoke Thursday at the Israeli-American Council's National Summit in Washington, D.C. He went on to add that the upcoming election is the, quote, most important election in the history of Israel. Meanwhile, the White House is calling for urgent diplomacy as Israel escalates its airstrikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The Israeli military carried out over 50 strikes in southern Lebanon late Thursday and said their jets destroyed hundreds of Hezbollah rocket launchers that were aimed at Israel. There were no reports of casualties. Polls show Vice President Harris and former President Trump deadlocked less than 7 weeks before the presidential election. According to a survey by the New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Siena College, both are tied at 47% among nearly 2,500 likely voters. A witness says there was nothing unusual leading up to the ill-fated 2023 Oceangate expedition to the Titanic that killed all five people on board the Titan submersible. Renata Rojas was emotional during her testimony Thursday at the Coast Guard's hearing into the implosion of the experimental vessel.
They were just very happy to go. That's the memory I have. Nobody was really nervous. They were a little excited about what they're going to see. Make sure you have your camera.
Rojas had gone on a previous dive and was a volunteer assistant with a surface crew for the June 18th, 2023 dive. She said there was a loss of communication about 90 minutes into the dive, and there was concern the Titan still hadn't resurfaced more than 2 hours after the scheduled time. Oceangate founder Stockton Rush was among those killed. And today is a day for snackers. Bree Tennis with details on what you should reach for.
It's National String Cheese Day, the protein-packed, low-cal, pull-and-eat snack we've been eating since 1976, and it's all created by science. If you heat mozzarella cheese to 140 degrees, it stretches the length of the milk proteins, and that allows strips to be pulled off. The National Dairy Council says 96% of us peel to eat, but there's a movement online to call people who don't peel monsters. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the New York Jets 24-3 in Thursday night football. New England now last in the AFC East at 1-2, visiting the San Francisco 49ers in week 4. And the Red Sox have dropped 3 of their last 4 after falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 2-0 in their series finale in Florida. Boston looking to bounce back when it hosts the Minnesota Twins for a 3-game set starting tonight at Fenway Park.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We've got lots of clouds around today. We also have a chance of showers. It will be breezy at times and cool with a high near 68. Overnight tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, your low near 58. And for Saturday, look for lots of clouds with showers in the forecast, your high near 65. And fall begins on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies, chance of a morning shower, and a high of 68. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 website, Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, well, we're going to go from wrestling where, you know, you got guys in the ring slapping around the meat to somebody who's probably slapping around the meat this morning. Well, let's talk to Eric over at the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
What's up, brother? That did not sound correct at all.
It's supposed to be a family show, Tim. What are you saying? So we've been talking a lot of pro wrestling this morning. Are you a wrestling fan, Eric?
Yes, I am, actually. Why not?
Yeah, well,
he doesn't like that stuff. That stuff's cool.
Yeah,
entertainment's nice.
A lot of fun, and so, and you know, I think one of the things that people love to do when they get together to watch wrestling events. We used to have big parties at my house for all the different wrestling pay per views. We always got a whole bunch of food. We had party food. We had all kinds of stuff to eat. What do you got for us to eat over there at the butcher shop this weekend?
That's cool, brother. I got everything, man. I got nice tomahawks. I got ribeyes, sirloins. I got chicken wings, chicken breasts. I got everything you need, my man.
And, you know, now that we are getting into the cooler weather, fall starts on Sunday. I've been saying all week, it's no excuse to stop grilling, but, of course, you can cook stuff inside if you have to as well.
You got it, brother. You know what my mother made? She made a bunch of nice French meat pies. French meat pies, ain't nothing like them.
So good. Perfect for this cold, damp weather.
Really cold. Yep, you got that right. Plus some nice kale soup, too, my man.
Oh, there you go. And that kale soup is fantastic. I mean, it's so thick and got so much stuff in it that it's almost like a meal in itself.
Yeah, you're tardy. It's nice. You're right. It is nice. Thanks, man.
And what else have you been cooking up over there if people want to stop by and get something ready to go?
Well, it's Friday, bro. Big fish day today. My dad's cooking up some salmon right now. He's making those nice fish fillets, the fried ones. That's good, and he's got the fried fish going.
We got a few
sardines
calls
and mackerels. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I was saying we got a few calls this week from people who were just raving about their experience with the butcher shop and talking about, you know, your whole family and the way that you treat the customers and everything. And I know that's a really big important thing, starting with your parents and worked its way onto you. It's about being there for the people in the neighborhood and in the community.
Yeah, we're here, brother.
Well, people should stop on by and visit you, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Before I let you go, I got to ask you, what are you having this weekend?
Dude, honestly, I think I'm going to have one of my mother's French meat pies.
There you go. That sounds delicious. All right. Do you like to eat it with gravy or without?
Dude, honestly, my mother's, it's nice and moist, so it doesn't really need gravy, but I'll eat it either way. I don't care.
Perfect. Yeah, I like mine without the gravy. I like to get all the flavors of the meat pie.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right. That is Eric over at the butcher shop. Phone lines are lit up, so let's go right to some more phone calls. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I was trying for the tickets for the wrestling.
Oh, we had somebody win already. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You didn't announce it that I heard. Okay.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you might have just been on hold and missed it. But yeah, no, we had a winner. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't still get tickets and go to the show.
I know. Thank you. We'll do that.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
And let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Good. Since I've been hearing about all the wrestling here, I thought I'd mention that I have a niece. She's a hairdresser in Boston. And she's about ready to leave that job because she's into the wrestling bad. She started a while back. She's going to the academy, a wrestling academy. And she lives in Boston, so she's telling the family that three trains every time. She has to get on three different trains to get to that academy. She goes to a lot of the events and all. She one day said to herself, I'm going to meet Rhea Ripley, which is one of her favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And so she worked at it, and she did meet her. And so my niece, just to know, she's autistic, and she's had it kind of hard. She's about 28 or 29 now. But Rhea took her under her wing. She heard the whole story, and because my niece had been bullied. Oh, you'll never do that. And blah blah blah. Go back to cutting hair and this and that. But no, Rhea encouraged her so much. I have a few pictures I could send you if you wanted to see. And she's not going to give up now. She's full steam ahead. She's been at this for a while. Matter of fact, when she first was interested, she was kind of heavy, and now because of Rhea and her encouragement, she has lost weight. Her body has changed. When she sent me that picture where she had changed, I was so totally shocked by it. Totally.
Well, Rhea's an amazing person. Like, the character she plays on TV, she's an amazing person who really, really does care about other people and doesn't take for granted the position she's in.
Oh, she is wonderful. Yeah. And through her, my niece has met other female wrestlers that she likes too. And, she started a GoFundMe because it's so hard for her to get all the way to the academy, all to different events, blah, blah, blah. She's on her. I mean, I'm limited the way I could help her, you know. But I know she's going to do well no matter how she's bullied. It doesn't matter. She's strong. She's a strong girl, and I'm proud of her. So I hope she does it because she does what do they call that, cosplaying?
Cosplaying, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was doing that. Of course, it was all about Rhea. So she did that. I have some pictures of her. She was so happy the first time she got to jump off the ropes. And I was only worried about her getting hurt. You know, I mean, she was still a little heavy when she jumped off that rope. But I'm sure she's doing it now with no problem at all. And I hope someday to actually go and witness, you know, her doing her thing. She's so excited. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in.
I know you said
talking about all the wrestling.
I know you said she lives in Boston, but is she from here originally or?
She's from New Bedford. She was born here. That's my sister's daughter.
Well, I need you to send me all the info because I think this would be a great story to be able to share with the audience.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll send you some pictures, and I'll also send you the GoFundMe page because I hope she's going to make it. It's going to take a lot. Hairdressers don't make that. I told her, don't leave the job in here right away. She goes, no, I'm doing this full-time now. She also does a lot of artwork. She draws and she does wrestling. What do you call those belts? Those wrestling belts
yep.
there?
Mm-hmm.
She does all that. She draws pictures of Rhea and her and when they're both together and this and that. So she tries to see Rhea whenever she can. It's very hard. You know, because she's got to do a lot of traveling, and she's not equipped for the traveling. It takes money.
Right.
And I pray for her all the time. I just hope it's a long story with her, a long story. She was adopted out when she was a baby. And my sister had problems. She was married to a miserable man. I don't want to put that whole thing out here.
No, I totally understand.
She's doing very well, and I'll send you something.
Please do, because, I would love to dive more into that story and be able to share it with the audience.
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Let's take another call here before I go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
I'm not too bad. I didn't know Eric was a wrestling fan, but I don't know if you knew that he was a professional boxer and kickboxer as well.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, he was phenomenal. He had a following, too. And he used to work out of TNT kickboxing down the North End. And when you listen to that guy hit the bag, it made a different sound altogether. He was really talented.
There was a time when that was a huge thing around these parts. Kickboxing, boxing. Yeah. We had a lot of people who were high up in the rankings from here locally.
Yeah, we did. And the thing is that until the UFC came around, or until it became, you know, MMA became more mainstream, kickboxing was, you know, the state of the art martial art type of contact fighting, and it takes a lot of skill. It really does. And yeah, he was really good at it. And but time catches up to us all, and sooner or later that has to stop. But he was a part of Tony Ventura's gym. Tony Ventura was a world champion. He had, I believe, two or three different weight class titles at one point in time. And very talented guy. He was also good friends with Chuck Norris. And Eric actually traveled. I think Eric actually went to Russia to fight once too. And so yeah, he's quite a talented guy, no doubt about it.
Wow.
So is he taking the store over for the family?
I'm sorry?
Is he taking the store over?
He kind of just, I know that Joe's still there, but you know, he's kind of like the front and center guy now. He's our interview every week. I think Joe was just like, I've got enough to do. But he seems to be leading the charge over there.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's a good family. Keep up the good work, Tim. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. And caller, we got one more caller on, but I'm going to have you hang on so I can just take a quick break so we can make sure we get it in. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. And of course, don't forget, as we've been reminding you about, the big fall favorites tasting event at Stevie's Wine and Spirits is happening next Saturday. Next Saturday, September 28th. It's going to be going on down there at Stevie's. Not only will you get to try some of your fall favorites, but they're also having a raffle that will benefit the Fairhaven Veterans Center. So you can help local veterans by purchasing raffle tickets, and you don't need to wait till Saturday to purchase your tickets. You can go into Stevie's Wine and Spirits any day and buy those raffle tickets to help support veterans, and you can win some really impressive glassware that they have acquired to be able to give away. I got to get down there and get my raffle tickets because I want each one of them. I'd be happy to win any of them. And also, they're going to have some other prizes as well. So get on down there and get your raffle tickets, even if you don't drink. You know somebody in your life that could use it, and it's a way to help support local veterans. But if you do like to drink and you want to try some new things, the Fall Favorites Tasting is happening on Saturday, September 28th. Also, they have an event coming up on Thursday, September 26th from 5 to 7 p.m., Misunderstood Red Wines, a wine education night where you can learn about reds. And they do ask that you sign up for that ahead of time via Eventbrite, but it is free to attend. More details on the Stevie's Wine and Spirits Facebook page. And you can sign up at Eventbrite directly. And then also, they're having a Friday tasting next Friday from 5 to 7. You can sample Fresca Mixed. And you can also enter the raffle as well. So check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And just a great place to be able to learn and try new things and make some new friends, as I have every time I've gone in there. All right, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, still got the stupid osteopelvic bone and huge pain.
Oh, no.
All week. It's sad. And as a matter of fact, I have to go to Stevie's. I've got no choice. And I've got no food. I've got to go out. And as bad as I am in pain, I have to, right?
Don't go to Stevie's for food, because all you're going to get is some bags of chips and some Slim Jims.
Well, I ordered some wine, and they didn't have it, but they found it for me.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to have a really nice meal from the butcher shop. So this whole conversation ties into everything that you just talked about. So I was going to go to the butcher shop, get food, get the wine, me and Laura were going to get together. We were going to not drink for all the wine, but we were going to definitely share a bottle. And I have some really great food from Eric. And I also heard through the grapevine that Eric was a kickboxer too. Because I was talking about the butcher shop, I tend to do that a little bit, about how great the prime rib is there and that they'll cook it for you with the bone in too. Mm. And I've heard that he was a kickboxer.
Yeah.
And well, so I've got to go to Stevie's. They've been so nice to me. I've called them and told them that I, you know, just can't get there. But today I really got to muster this. I've got to do it. I've got to go there. I can't just have it sitting there like that. And they're being nice about it, but.
Of course, but they don't mind. They don't mind holding on to it a little bit. Yeah, no, that's not a problem at all.
So nice. But honestly, right now, I could use something to kill this pain because the lidocaine patches, you know, you're not supposed to keep it on for just 8 hours and then aspirin. Because I've had strokes, I can't use ibuprofen.
Well, I can't give medical advice out on the air. I'm not supposed to do that. But what I can say is, have you tried CBD oil?
What is it?
CBD oil.
No.
So
no,
I used to get really bad gout. Thankfully, I don't anymore, but I used to. And someone told me to get CBD oil, and you can get it without the THC, so it's not going to get you high.
And right, exactly.
So you get that CBD oil, and you rub that on wherever you have pain, and I use it anytime I have any physical pain. It goes away instantly.
But it's still the marijuana base.
It's cannabis based, but it doesn't have THC in it. So it doesn't have anything that will get you high.
Okay. So I can drive if I had to go to the hospital.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. You can drive and you buy this. You don't have to go to a cannabis store to get it. I like this one that has like a menthol mixture and it's a roll on. I get that at the pharmacy across the street from Stop and Shop there. What's it? A Walgreens over there. I just get it there. So it's in a glass case. You have to ask them to open it up for you, but,
Good. Thank you for letting me know that. And I also I know I have to be really quick. I'm sorry. I'm just two things quick. So you will do a story on Mary's niece?
If I will reach out and I'll see if there's a story there, yeah.
That would be nice to help with the fundraising and hear the whole story. And the other thing is with the, darn it. See, I knew that would happen. I've just been losing my train of thought. I feel like my brain is in so much pain. Oh, what was it? It was so important. Oh, man. Oh, well, I forgot.
Well, that's okay. I'll be here for another few minutes anyway. But I gotta take one more break here before we run out of time.
I know you do. Oh, does Kojo, do they do appraisals of toys?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And vocational tech. So we can all park there? Is there... Paid parking? I really
want to. Oh, no, plenty of parking. Yeah, plenty of parking, free parking. You just park in the parking lot for the school, then it's probably in the gym. So easy.
I really want to go. I hope I'm all better down there.
Excuse me. It's not in the gym. It's in the field house, as they call it there.
Oh, field house.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah.
I really would love to go.
Well, I would recommend stopping by Kojo's while you're out and getting your tickets ahead of time so that if, in case they sell out, you want to make sure that you get in there.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed everything works with that CBD oil.
Yep.
CBD.
And if you get nervous about that, try Tiger Balm. That helps too.
Okay. Thank you, Tim, so much.
Good luck with it.
Okay. Everybody have a great weekend.
And you as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to go to a break here. We'll be right back. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this morning. Time flew by. It was a lot of fun this morning. Thanks for joining me and thanks for indulging me in getting to talk about pro wrestling today. I look forward.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.